We're doing the Netivot Shalom, Parshat Vayikra. The concept that the kapara is attained through the zrikat adam, through the sprinkling of the blood. V'lachen, and therefore, miyad achar kamat ha-mishkan, matchil sefer Vayikra Parshat ha-korbanot, directly following the building of the Mishkan, we begin the book of Vayikra and the parsha of the sacrifices, the korbanot. The concept of the Mishkan is like the verse says, they will make for me a sanctuary, a mikdash, v'shachanti b'tocham, and I will rest in their midst. B'tocho lo ne'emar, ela b'tocham, b'toch kol echad ve'echad. Doesn't say in his midst, the Jewish people's midst, but rather in their midst, in the midst of each and every person. Tachlit utzon Hashem itbarach bebriyat ha'olam, la'ashrot shenato b'toch kol echad ve'echad. The essence of God's will in creating the world was that His presence be in each and every individual. Shekol yudi yiyeh bet mikdash me'at, Asher Kadosh Shochen B'tocho, that every Yehudi will be like a miniature temple that the Holy One rests in him. V'atachlit hazot yechola litkayem rak al yedei taharat adam, and that essence can only be attained through purity of one's blood. Rak mi sheyesh lo dam taho yechol sheyeh kadosh shochen b'tocho, only someone whose blood is pure can the Holy One rest in him. Aval im damo tameh rachmana litzlan, but if his blood is Tameh, may the Merciful One save us from that. En yechola leitkayem etzlo atachlit liyot kadosh shochen b'tocho. He cannot attain that essence that the Holy One rests within him. Ve'al ken miyad achar kamat ha-mishkan matchil b'parshat ha-korbanot. And that's why directly following the building of the Mishkan, the Torah goes on to tell us about the sacrifices, shikal korbanu kamu zrikat adam, that the essence of the carbon was the sprinkling of the blood of Shalkanim Zokim Lamizbech, that the Kohanim sprinkled on the altar. The Ita Basfaim Akdoshim Shena Kobanu Lel Ratzon Elaim Ken Adama Makrivo Me'aher B'tshuva. In the Holy Works it says that the carbon would only find favor above if the person who brought the carbon thought of repenting. Umisim B'dato Kilu Bo'atzmo Sint Kol Ma'aseh Kobban, and he thinks as though he himself were the animal, that everything that's being done with the animal, he thinks, wow, that could have been me. I did something wrong, and God is not slitting my throat for it. Wow, look at the mercy. All of that could have been me. V'nishpach damo kamaim le nachat ruach l'Hashem yitbarach. Az mekabla Hashem yitbarach b'ratzon. When a person thinks that, then God accepts the carbon willingly. Kilu shafach et damo shelo, as though a person brought himself before his creator. Ve'az niret al gabei ha-mizbech dmut aryeh, and that's when our sages say that the mizbech is sometimes referred to as an Ariel, the lion, because on the altar there would be a shape of a lion, a representation of the concept that the carbon was accepted willingly above. Ve'imla, and if the person did not bring the korban with the proper thoughts, then it would seem as though there were a dog on top of the mizbeach. This is the concept of sprinkling the blood, that the Torah tells us the blood is what can atone for one's soul. Tavon nefesh v'tchaper al hanefesh. The blood, which is really the life of the animal, brings atonement for the person's life. Shal yedei machshavto v'argashato b'shat shfichat dam ha-korban, through a person's thoughts and feelings, when the blood of the korban is spilled, shekilu dam nafsho hu ha-nishpach lifnei Hashem, that a person thinks, hey, wait a second, that could have been me. It's as though he himself were, his blood were spilled before Hashem. Harei ze mechaper al ha-nefesh u'mteir damo. So, as such, as he brings the carbon, he atones for his nefesh, and he purifies his blood. Zehu godel inyana shel zrikat adam u'malat kedushata. This is the great concept of the sprinkling of the blood and the elevated holiness in it. Ba'asher zrikat adam iter damo shel yehudi, because when the blood is sprinkled, it's not a mere act, but in essence it is what's purifying the blood that runs through the veins of the person who's bringing the sacrifice. Umekadashto, she'av im hayah lo dam tameh, harei hu nehepach ledam tahor. And it imparts holiness upon the individual, that even if the blood within him was tameh, now it becomes the tahor. V'zeo tachlit ha-korban, and that is the essence of the sacrifice, that the word korban, shu milshon hitkarvut, the root is karev, to come close. Shal yedei ha-korban mitkarev la-Hashem itparach, that through the sacrifice, he comes close to Hashem, blessed be He. Ki ha-korban metaher et amo, how does he come close? Because the korban purifies the individual who's bringing the korban, ad she-zocheh liyot kadosh shochen b'tocho, till he reaches the state that he merits, to have the Holy One rest within him. Ba'al yedei ze mitkayemet ha-tachlit shel ve'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'toch kol echad ve'echad. And in that, where the person is fulfilling the commandment of, they shall make a holy place for me, and I will rest within them, which is within each and every one. Now, this is very interesting, because he's really developing the thought, when we bring a sacrifice, it's not I'm appeasing Hashem, as much as I'm moving myself up in the world, that I will merit to have Hashem within me. His stress is on the individual bringing the korban. V'zeo she'ne'mar adam ki achid mikem korban l'Hashem. That's why the verse says, Adam, who brings a korban to Hashem, de'it besrim ha'kdoshim, de'adam notrikon alef dalet mem. Alef merumez lilufo shlolam. The holy works write that Adam is really an acronym. The Aleph is an allusion to ilufo shlolam, to the Creator. Ve'adam nikra mamshich ilufo shlolam al damo. A person is one who brings down Hashem on his blood. Shemitaher tamot sheni adam tahor. He purifies himself. I don't know exactly what ilufo shel olam means. In the Holy Works, it says that the word Adam, de, that, Adam, is notrikon, aleph dam. It's an acronym, aleph dam. Aleph is ilufo shel olam. Yeah, it's a reference to Hashem, but I don't know what he means by alufo shel olam. I don't know what that means. It could be. Could be that it's like Aleph is the first letter and alufo shel olam means the first one of the world. Could be, I'm not sure. And Adam is the person who brings down alufo shel olam on his dam. So Aleph, dam. Shem teheret damot, sheni adam tahor. He purifies his blood till it becomes a pure blood. Vaz mukshar uliyot kadosh shochen b'tocho. And in so doing, he prepares himself for this state that the Holy One rests within him. Zeu biyum amar chazan. And this is what our sages meant when they said, atem kruim adam, ven ofdei kochavim kruim adam. We have that line in the Gemara, that adam is a term that God saved for Israel. Shetoar adam urak li Israel. That descriptory term of Adam is saved specifically for Israel. Shirak etzel yudi shayechet madriga zu lamshich et alufo shel olam al damo. Ma she'en ken begoy shelo shayach etzlo klal inyan ze. Ve'lechach nikraim ha'akum ish velo Adam. So the pagans, we refer to them as ish, but not Adam. Because Adam is this concept of bringing down Hashem onto one's life, onto one's nefesh. Adam u'banefesh yechaper. That's why the verse says, when an Adam brings a sacrifice, the sacrifice helps a person attain that state of Adam, that he brings down Hashem on his blood. Based on this, we can understand why the book of Vayikra begins with the word Vayikra, with a small aleph. דנירמז בזה שהתורה הקדושה אומרת למי שאילופו של עולם אצלו בבחינת זעירה שעדיין לא המשיכו והמניחו, that the Torah over here is saying, if you're one of those people that God is still like that small aleph, that a person hasn't yet brought him down and taken his kingship upon him, תקריבו אותם לשם. So bring them close to Hashem. I'm sorry, I skipped. I turned too many pages. Vehimlicho al retichat damo. If the person hasn't yet made Hashem a king over his bubbling of his blood, Atzato, so then what's the advice? How does a person bring Hashem into his life? Adam ki akriv mikem korban l'Hashem, shal yedei korban v'shpichat Adam l'Hashem, yasig ma'alat Adam. The korban is what can bring a person to that level of Adam. So it begins with Vayikra, with the small aleph, to tell us if a person is one of those where Hashem is like the small part of his life, so he has to think of the korban is one of the ways in which he can make Hashem bigger in his life. Okay, we'll do one more paragraph. This was also the concept that the blood was used as a sign on their houses at the time of Pesach in Mitzrayim. When we were in Egypt, so the Jews had sunk 49 gates of defilement. So then it was as though their blood was tameh. So they first had to work on themselves that their blood that runs in their body be pure. They fulfilled that with the paschal offering and the blood of the milah. The blood of the Pesach that they placed as a sign on the doorposts by the house, a sign of the house, that's the aspect of the light that surrounds one. The dam mila, and then the blood of the mila where they circumcised, it was their own blood. Hubchinat opnimi, that's the aspect of an internal light. And through this they purified their blood. I have no idea what I'm saying. I don't know what omekif is, I don't know what opnimi is. I could translate the words, but I won't kid you, I have no idea. This was the sign on the houses. Who is a Jew? That's this concept. That who is the Jew? The one who takes Hashem and puts him down on his life, on his blood. And in that merit, they left Egypt. Also, when we accepted the Torah, the sprinkling of the blood is what purified their blood. Through this they entered the covenant with Hashem. The verse says that Moshe took the blood, sprinkled it on the nation, and he said, this is the blood of the covenant that God made with you over all of these words, the words of the Torah. So we see even there that sprinkling of the blood was necessary to facilitate making the covenant with Hashem.